Blog Talk Radio.
You never could keep a secret. Maybe I've always known you're watching over and letting me think that I keep pulling through on my own. But like the sun pours her heart out to the man in I'd be spinning in darkness if it wasn't for you and your reckless devotion, your fearless embrace, the smile of redemption. When I lose saving grace.
It's the sounds of John Winthrop, singer-songwriter, and the title track from his CD, Reckless Devotion. Hi, everyone. I'm Burke Allen, and this is WAMS Radio, broadcasting live worldwide on the Blog Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to talk with John, the number to call is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. And John Wickstrom, singer-songwriter and Christmas aficionado, joins us on WAMS today. Hey, John.
Hi, Burke. How are you?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I am a Christmas lover from way back.
And, you know, you've got this Christmas song that you wrote. Tell me about that.
Oh, one day a year. Well, actually, I started out with my co-writer, Kent Agee, down in Nashville. We were going to write a song for Johnny Statz, the wonderful mandolin player who was at that time on Giant Records, and they wanted a Christmas single. So we sat down to write a bluegrass Christmas song, and as you're about to hear, we went badly off the track and wrote a very jazzy, old-fashioned sounding thing. But I'm very happy with it. It's called One Day a Year.
One Day a Year. Now, is that available on any of your albums?
It is not available on an album. We'd be thrilled to make it available via download.
All right, very good. And the website, of course, to visit is johnwickstrom.com. If you have a question for John, not only can you call in, you can also visit us on our online chat here at WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And let's take a phone call now. It looks like Pat in Maryland. Hey, Pat, you're on with John Wickstrom.
Hey, how are you doing today, John?
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Now, I had a question for you. A while back, I saw you in Huntington at a bookstore. And if I remember correctly, you were working with Homer Hickam there. And what was it like working with Homer?
It was wonderful. You know, I've had a few experiences where you see somebody prominent or you know of someone, and then you meet them, and you sometimes wish maybe you hadn't. And I had such an opposite experience with Homer. I was so moved by his wonderful book, Rocket Boys, which became the movie October Sky. And I sure hoped he was as wonderful as I thought he would be. And he was. He's a wonderful man, a great writer, and his wife, Linda, is also a firecracker and a great woman, a lot of fun to be around. So we did a little mini book tour. Huntington was one of our stops. We were promoting his new book, Red Helmet, which came out, I guess, last spring, end of February, 1st of March. And I had an opportunity to write a theme song for the book, which not a lot of books have theme songs, but I think now they all should.
You know, and you should write them all.
Well, at least I should write as many as I can get, as many as I can do, so. But Homer was terrific, and I hope that there will be more opportunities to work with Homer in the future. By the way, on that little mini tour, we had Doug Payne, a great saxophone player, West Virginia-based saxophone player. And, of course, that's where I'm from. Homer and I are both West Virginians. And wonderful to have Doug along for that as well.
So you did a theme song for a book, which you're familiar with those a lot in movies. Is there talk of this winding up in a movie?
Yeah, there actually is. You know, Homer has Hollywood contacts because of the success of Rocket Boys, which became October Sky. He knows people, you know, so he's talking to his people. He is in touch with some well-known producer whose name I do not know, but Homer is writing a screenplay as we speak, and there is some talking.
The name of the song is "Don't Make an Easy Thing Hard," which is a line in the book. How do you go about writing a song for a book?
Well, Homer made it easy in the sense that I could have written any number of songs from the book. The book was so full of interesting characters, and it was a dramatic love story with a murder mystery woven through it. And it was such an evocative book. I could have written any number of things, but I chose that theme because it was sort of a love conquering all theme toward the end, and these two lovers made things very hard for each other. And the protagonist, the male character, Cable, kept saying to his wife, "Song, don't make an easy thing hard." And it just seemed like that was the main theme, and that's what it wanted to be. And fortunately, when I started poking around, a song fell out of the sky, and we were able to capture it.
Now, you had told me an interesting story that you read this book while you were actually traveling abroad, a million miles away from West Virginia, the West Virginia coal fields where this book was takes place. So where were you writing this song?
Well, I'm happy to say I was in Spain, and I was sitting on the Mediterranean coast with some friends. My wife was an exchange student years ago, was very close with a family there, and I was sitting on a beautiful porch looking out at the ocean. But again, Homer Hickam's a wonderful writer, so he put me right back in the coal fields of West Virginia as I read that book, and I didn't even mind.
Oh, wow. Well, let's play that song now. It's the theme from the Homer Hickam novel, Red Helmet, and the song is "Don't Make an Easy Thing Hard." Here's John Wickstrom on WAMS Radio.
Stubborn minds from different worlds, we joined our lives. We're needles in a haystack who found the miracle of me and you. I'm lying here, you're filled with doubt. Is it safe? Believe in dreams. Could this really be as perfect as it seems? Don't make an easy thing hard. Trust, love, let down your guard. We don't need to paint the ocean blue. Tell the sunset what to do. We're as real as they are. Don't make an easy thing hard. Beyond the joy we feel tonight is the simple faith. We'll get this right, as certain as the sun will rise. I can see forever in your eyes. And side by side we'll turn each page, no matter what our story holds, and feel the wonder as the mystery unfolds. Don't make an easy thing hard. need to paint the ocean blue or tell the sunset what to do. We're as real as they are. Don't make an easy thing hard. The stars can put themselves in line. The diamond knows just how to shine.
Very pretty song, John Wickstrom's Don't Make an Easy Thing Hard. It's the theme song from Red Helmet, the novel from Homer Hickam, and you can hear that song at homerhickam.com and also pick up the copy of Red Helmet just in time for the holidays. And, John, that song also available on your website, johnwickstrom.com?
It's available on my MySpace page, johnwickstrom/MySpace, easy to find. And I just checked to look, and it is up there and wailing away, so...
Fantastic. Now, music, and since you mentioned MySpace, music in the year 2008, about to become 2009, from a business standpoint, has certainly changed an awful lot with the Internet. And I know that you have a MySpace page and you do Facebook as well. How important has connecting with people through the Internet been to you as a musician?
Well, I think these days, Burke, it's just... you have to do it. If you want to have any shot at connecting with an audience and maintaining an audience, you have to do it, but it's also an incredibly powerful way to do it. And so it's so easy. It's never been easier. You know, you can have a web presence, inexpensive and wonderful, but also MySpace and Facebook are terrific ways to network. So I think it's an irreplaceable thing. I think it's, you know, the folks that sell hard copy CDs have struggled of late, but it's just the way it goes, though. You know, you don't want to be in the buggy whip business when there are cars on the road, right?
That absolutely makes sense. What's fun for you about what you do?
Yeah, all of it. My favorite thing, I love to sing, I love to play, I love performing for people, but ultimately I'm a songwriter. If I had to pick one activity, and fortunately I don't have to just pick one, I get to do all of them. I love the discovery process of having an idea and like an archaeologist digging up bones and putting things together, you just find the pieces of a song. And when a song emerges, you just don't know where it came from. And it's the most fascinating process, and it never, ever gets old. And I typically have a few songs I'm working on at once. It's like, you know, each little stack of papers and tapes. I still use cassette tapes to write with. I'm old-fashioned that way.
John Old School Wickstrom.
I am. I'm a yellow pad kind of guy, acoustic guitars and... I have the Sony little cassette player recorder I've used for 18 years, I think. It's as long as it works, I'm going to stick with it.
What comes first for you? Is it the riff or is it the lyrics?
It just could be either. More and more, the longer I've written, the more music tends to occur to me, almost whole cloth. I'll have entire snippets of songs or entire verses sort of show up, and I've learned to run for a tape recorder or to call my home's voicemail and sing into it. You have to capture that. That's a very transient little moment. You better capture that while you have it, because you will forget it, I've learned. But by the same token, I also have stacks of scribblings of words around, and sometimes they fit together and sometimes they don't. But it really could be either thing. And I also love to collaborate. I have different songwriting friends, some of whom are more lyricists, so I sort of wear the composer hat, so to speak, or the other way around. Sometimes I get to be the guy with the pen. And I'll go any way I'm invited.
John Wickstrom is our guest. If you've got a question for John, the number to call is 718-506-1944. If you're listening to this interview live or if you're listening on a podcast, you can always reach John at john@johnwickstrom.com. Now, you talked about collaborating with folks, and you did that for almost a decade in Nashville and worked with some folks in the country music field. How was that as opposed to your music, which tends to be very romantic and love songy?
Well, you know, Nashville's very romantic and love songy too, but I guess I did sort of start going down the traditional old-fashioned jazzy pop road at some point. These things fit together, but the Nashville experience is more, they do have a brand to protect, and so it was a little more difficult for me. Once I started to write more of these sort of jazzy love songs, it was harder for me to get by down there. Although I did have a deal with Sony Publishing, and I did have a lot of success down there, I started musically diverging. But Nashville's great. The great thing about Nashville is it is a true artist community, and I'm referring to the songwriters. There are brilliant musicians and engineers and producers there. But it's a town where people notice. Like if you're, you know, Green Hills Kroger's and you see, you know, Bob McDill in the produce section who wrote, you know, Good Old Boys Like Me and Standing Knee Deep in a River, people down there know who that is, which
right.
is really cool. Most of the folks in America don't know who wrote the songs or the screenplays. And Nashville really cares about its writers and pays tribute to them. And that's one of the things I love because I'm a songwriting. I love songs and I love songwriters. So it was a great place for me to be.
Did you ever bump into somebody at a bookstore or in the produce section, as you said, and introduce yourself and just say, man, I really liked that song and just wanted to let you know?
I did. A couple times. It was just so neat. I mean, you'd see Emmylou Harris at the gas station. One Thanksgiving, I was picking out a turkey, and at the bin with me was Delbert McClinton, which was which was pretty awesome. Delbert was a neighbor. I did run into a hero of mine, John Hyatt, one of my all-time favorite songwriters, who's known in the sort of the rock world, but he lives in Nashville or near Nashville. And he's known to be a crusty kind of guy. And he was with his little daughter, and she clearly was stressing him out. She needed a present for a party, and I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but she was loud, and I could see he was not having a good afternoon. But I thought, you know, if I don't say hi to him, I'll never forgive myself. So I walked over, and I called him Mr. Hyatt, and he looked at me like his eyes kind of squinted like a Clint Eastwood thing, and I could tell he didn't appreciate it. But I said, listen, I don't mean to intrude on your time with your daughter, but I just have to tell you, and this is the true thing, he's such a great writer. I said, your songwriting voice is so authentic, and you are so real. I said, you have really inspired me to find my own authentic sound and my own voice. And Burke, it was amazing. Like the big plexiglass window came down, and he smiled at me. You know, the metaphoric window came down. And he was very pleasant. He thanked me. But then it was the greatest thing, because 10 minutes later, I'm in line, and he was in line behind me. And I decided to be a good guy, and not. I didn't say another word to him. And he says this. I'll never forget. He goes, "So, John, do you make music?" Like he used my name. He used my name in a sentence. I was like, you know, well, I guess I'm allowed to talk to him now. So it was a long line, and we got to have a real nice conversation. And I will always appreciate it. So go buy some John Hyatt records if you haven't done it out there. Do yourself a favor.
Hey, this is supposed to be your interview. You're supposed to be flacking your stuff. All right.
I told you I'm a fan. I'm a songwriter fan, buddy.
John Wickstrom is our guest, and the reason we wanted to have you on right before the holidays was this wonderful Christmas song that you've written called One Day a Year. And did you write that by yourself, or was that a collaboration?
That's actually one. I have only co-written two songs with Kent Agee, and it's interesting they're both on this show. One was Reckless Devotion, the title track of my CD, and this one, One Day a Year. So Kent is getting some pub. Kent is interesting because he's a rock artist, but we have written some rather languid and pretty songs together. So this is actually of the version I believe that you have, Burke, is Kent on vocals, actually.
Ah, very good. And John Wickstrom is the singer-songwriter who put pen to paper with Kent on this. It's One Day a Year. John Wickstrom is our guest today.
Let's get Christmassy.
Just one day a year, maybe now, maybe here, we can re-believe the things that children do. will snow, sleigh bells ring, and you know that the best things you can dream of will come true. Maybe just one day a year, something lost will appear, and we'll wake up in a world we left behind, where like presents round a tree, all we wish for will be waiting only for an open heart to find. Christmas is when we get one chance again to see like children do. And if we find a way, even just for one day, it may last the whole year through. Christmas is when we get one chance again to see like children do. And if we find a way, even just for one day, it may last the whole year. Just one day a year, angels still gather near, round the star that shines in every child's eyes. And like those men long ago, if we're wise and follow, we will find the joy we long for by its light. One day a year at Christmas time.
Oh, what a beautiful holiday classic in the making, written by our guest John Wickstrom, One Day a Year, and you're welcome. John is our guest, and we have just a couple of minutes left with you. So this is your opportunity, John, to drop names of famous folks that you've worked with, and famous folks, and not such famous folks that you're you know, proud to be associated with. Who do you like to work with, and who have you worked with?
Well, there's this guy Burke Allen. He's pretty nice. Jim Kimball, by the way, the guy playing guitar on that track. I was just going to interject this at the end. Brilliant guitar player, friend of mine. Tours with Faith Hill and Reba McEntire, and just got off the road with Kelly Clarkson and Reba. He's tired from his labors, but was always willing to jump in and play for me on those things, which was so nice of him. Again, Nashville's just one of those places where they're just regular folks, but they happen to be brilliant. I had a great opportunity to, a lot because of the Johnny Statz record, Wires and Wood, which I co-produced on Giant Records. I got to produce Pam Tillis. I got to produce Kathy Mattea. I got to spend hours in the studio with great players like John Cowan and Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas. That's some good Nashville name dropping, don't you think? That's pretty good.
I'm impressed. And you know, we mentioned the West Virginia connection. The gentleman that produced your album, executive producer of the album, is very well known to fans of Mountain Stage, the international public radio show, Ron Soule.
That's right, Ron Soule, who's a co-writer. Also, Ron has a song on my album called Wings of Goodbye, a co-written song with me. Ron produced. Ron is a dear friend of many years now. I'd rather not say how many, but and all the, I think the common thread with all these people, from Ron to this other cast of really well-known folks, is they're there for a reason. They're known for a reason. They have really exacting standards, and they're true artists. You know, they're really smart, but they really engage their hearts, and they're people of great integrity. And it's been my great pleasure to work with them and others like them through the years.
And, John, if folks want to hear, you know, we're talking about this music, if folks want to hear your album Reckless Devotion, what's the easiest way for them to pick that up?
The best way to do it is to go to my website, johnwickstrom.com. There's no H in John, although even if it'll redirect if you. It's JONWIKSTROM, johnwickstrom.com, and there's a link you can click, a handy link where you can buy, and that's the best way to do it.
Okay. All right. Very good. I saw that as part of the digital revolution, you actually have some individual songs that are up and available in places like Amazon.com and CD Baby as well. But the place to point them first is johnwickstrom.com.
It is. That's right.
What's next for you?
Well, what's next? I have dates coming up. We had such a good experience working with Doug Payne during the Homer Hickam tour. And he turns out he's also a great keyboard player. He's a very, very inspiring musician. I have some concert dates coming up the new year with Doug. We've been in rehearsals. I'm also really excited. I'm working January 3rd and 4th, beginning work with a guy named Mark McVeigh, who was a big-time Broadway singer. He's been Valjean in Les Miserables and other things. And he does symphony pops concerts, and he, much to my delight, wants to start doing some of my material, and we are exploring possibilities of performing together as well. So I'm sitting down with him in New York first weekend in January to start to flesh that out. So that's actually a little busy kind of coming up here preparing for what's next.
Fantastic. Best of luck as always. It's great to be able to call you a friend and be a fan as well.
Well, Burke, I so appreciate you having me on the WAMS radio. I really appreciate it, and I wish you all the success in the world.
Merry Christmas, and thanks for sharing that great holiday song with us.
Blessings to you and yours, Burke.
John Wickstrom. The first single from the album, Reckless Devotion, my favorite. Here's Baby Let's Take the Chance on WAMS.
I see your heart hiding, peeking through your shy smile, and I think you know the secret I've been keeping for a while. Girl, I long to hold you and whisper your sweet name, and you can go right on pretending, but I think you feel the same. So baby, let's take the chance on trust our hearts and dance when all we're dreaming of is right here in our hands. Baby, let's take a chance. We're like two lonely wallflowers. We know the band won't play all night. Still, we hold back. Waiting, afraid the moment's not quite right. We don't have forever if we let this pass us by. We're surely gonna have forever to regret we didn't try.